Rinalda House Museum of American Art presents the exhibition Things Wondrous and Humble, American Still Life, through December 8th in the Mary and Charlie Babcock Wing Gallery. Things Wondrous features some of the finest examples of still life, both traditional and some unexpected approaches, from collections all across North Carolina. I spoke with Rinalda House curator Allison Slaby. Still life, how far back does it go? When did it begin?
Well, it really has a long tradition in the history of art, from wall paintings in Roman villas up to and through the Renaissance. And in the Renaissance, still life was usually part of a larger scene, usually a religious scene. And then the height of its popularity was really 17th century Holland, when you had this emerging middle class, and they were demanding pictures with engaging but accessible subjects that they could really use to decorate their homes. And, you know, still life is kind of the poor stepchild in the world of art history. It's on the hierarchy of art, it's the lowest rung on that ladder. But it's always been very popular because it is accessible. And it also has this amazing kind of illusionistic aesthetic that viewers find really engaging. And then there are the hidden symbols, which you can kind of decode, and it gives you a whole other context for the meaning of the painting. So that's one of the reasons that we were attracted to this topic.
And what sorts of symbols were really common early on in the tradition?
Well, this tradition of using objects to communicate an idea is something that gets really solidified in 17th century Holland, when a flower, it's beautiful to look at, but it also symbolizes the brevity of life, because flowers fade and they droop. A candle, a burning candle, or a candle that's just been snuffed out also symbolizes the brevity of life because it can be snuffed out. There was a lot about the brevity of life because life was brief in those days, quite honestly. A mirror might symbolize earthly vanity. Books, earthly knowledge. A flute or other musical instruments might symbolize sensual pleasure because it's a visual reminder of your other senses, so the pleasure of listening to music. So when you study the art of 17th century Holland, you kind of become accustomed to, oh, I think that, you know, this candle is symbolizing that life is transient.
I do see certain objects recur. I see lots of fruit, some flowers, a pipe occasionally. Why those sorts of everyday objects?
Well, one of the appealing things about still life for artists is that there are always objects around, domestic objects, objects in an artist's studio, so they're right there at hand. You can practice, experiment with depicting three-dimensional objects on a two-dimensional surface. You can experiment with spatial relationships, with color harmonies, something completely over the top like the Severin Rosen profusion of flowers and fruit. Or you can do something really kind of scaled down, just everyday objects like bowls and vases. There's a wonderful painting that we borrowed from the Wetherspoon by William Bailey that's vases and bowls and eggs, and it's just stunning in its very simple beauty.
Rinalda House curator Allison Slaby. Things Wondrous and Humble, American Still Life, continues through December. American Arts Discovery begins Tuesday, September 3rd at Rinalda, and continues Tuesdays and Thursdays through October 10th from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The 12-session course uses an interdisciplinary approach to teach American art history through the museum's art collection and by researching correlations in literature and music of the same period. Cinema Under the Stars kicks off at Rinalda on Friday, August 30th at 9 o'clock with Back to the Future. You'll find links to all of Rinalda's summer screenings at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.